You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's take care of somebody's problem, shall we?
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I just want to say, when Carissa wrote to us, she starts by saying, oh boys, and she puts not one, not two, three Z's.
Whoa, triple Z.
Oh boys. She goes, I heard your mind bender about how a first vacation together is sometimes a deal breaker in a new relationship.
When did we do that mind bender? Where was that? That was
Tuesday. That was the 2-point Tuesday mind bender. I heard your mind bender about how a first vacation together is sometimes a deal breaker in a new relationship. The timing is perfect because I just started seeing a guy and we're really clicking even after just 3 dates. On our 3rd date, he said he knew it was really early to ask, but he just felt like it was okay to ask if I would go with him on a trip he's taking to San Francisco for his job. Carissa writes, I was a little shocked, and we both kind of laughed about it, but I told him I had to think about it. The trip is not until the first week of May. Well, that's not that far away. What is it? Week after next? 2 weeks?
Real quick.
2 weeks
away? It's going to be May. Don't post that, guys. Don't post it. It's not funny anymore.
Carissa writes, do you or your listeners think that's way, she put that in all caps, way too soon for a trip together, or is it okay if you're really getting along after 3 dates?
Oh, 3 dates. That's it.
Thank you, boys. I love your show! Exclamation point.
Thanks, Carissa. Give you 3 S's.
I wrote back. I was curious. I wanted to know about ages.
Okay.
Are you curious?
No.
And let me ask you this before I tell you. Does it matter?
No. What's their
doesn't
ages?
Matter at all.
It doesn't matter. What's their ages?
Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you the ages in case that somehow sways people one way or the other.
It doesn't matter. It's still stranger danger at this point. You don't know this person after 3 dates. It's stranger danger. I think the person on our Facebook summed it up the best because I put this question on our Dom and Jeremy Facebook page. Jennifer says, I think you need to know the person for at least 6 months. I don't want to end up on a Netflix documentary. Ding,
well,
ding, ding,
I know people like to ding, live a life of fear. I get ding. That. And the
know.
Documentaries instill a little bit more fear. But let me say this.
You didn't find that
this
funny at all? I found that a little
this
funny.
This is a word. It is funny. It is. But underneath the thin veneer of humor on top lies a thick, like, entire, like, scab of fear.
It's not fear. It's being, like, proactive and being careful. It's just, you got to get to know
somebody.
If it
was on the first date and he said, go with me on a trip, fine. Second date, but 3rd date, I'm like, so you do know if you're kind of clicking with someone. And you heard.
3 dates is, you can do that in 2 weeks.
You heard my comments a few weeks ago, and I was saying that people, that taking relationships slow is the exact opposite proper advice.
Yeah.
I say, get this trip out of the way. Now.
Boom. Get on a plane.
Listen, was it Jennifer who said Netflix documentary or whatever?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If he was just like, how about you and I just sneak off to some little cabin, you know, in Montana. This is a work trip of his to San Francisco. I don't think he's going to take her on a work trip and dump her body in the bay.
Well, he's couching it as a work trip. You don't know. Do you even know what he does for a living? How long he's worked there? What his position is? What his salary
is? You're obviously
is. You
on the side of don't go, and I'm on the side of...
I should give it 6 months. I mean, six months is not a lot of time. It's 6 months.
It's a big part of your life.
You can do a lot of getting to know someone in 6 months. A lot of, you know, take some day trips and then come back home at night. I'm saying it's just a little too soon to get on a plane, go to a foreign land, and
I know, it's
be with a stranger.
Littleton, I know.
No, be with a stranger, even if the foreign land is Kansas or something.
Let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure after 3 dates they've gotten to know each other, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but again, 3 dates can be done in...
Yes.
6 days.
But this trip, you could learn, good or bad, you could learn 2 months worth of intel on this person, both of them.
The bad part
in
of that,
one
though,
trip.
Is what
like
if you don't like the intel?
One 3-day trip to San Francisco, boom.
What if you don't like the intel on day two, and then you're stuck there with them for the next 4 days? There's
well,
no
you're not
escape.
Stuck. It's San Francisco. You know, you can find a way. And then you just go back to the airport, you get on a plane, you come home. So what? They're obviously not going to, it's not going to be horrific. They're really clicking after three dates. I say accelerate the process, find out if they are the one or not. Because trips are a big benchmark in a relationship. Get it out of the way. Go on the trip.
All right. Dom says go.
YOLO, I say, Jeremy. YOLO.
Stranger danger is my fun saying for the day.
Now it's up to you. Are you on Jer's side? Are you saying, no, 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 don't go? Or are you on Dom's side that's like, pack your damn bag? 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Before we go to break and take phone calls, I will tell you that this situation is like a microcosm of the differences between Dom and Jeremy.
Oh, absolutely. And I fully understand this is going to go your way, just like the last one did. Everybody's going to take your side.
Oh,
the
no.
last one where you said, hurry it along. I really, feel like everybody's going to vote for you.
Oh, but I feel like everyone's going to take your side on this.
We'll
feel like I'm on the island.
We shall see. Call us. Come on. We want your opinion.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Is three dates too soon, too early to go on a quick trip to San Francisco together? Give us a call. Let us know.
It's your boys.
The planet and save money?
Exactly. Come in and celebrate Earth Month at IKEA. Offer valid 422 to 424 in the U.S. Discount applied proportionally across items purchased as shown on receipt. See store and ikea-usa.com/office for complete terms and restrictions.
It's your boys.
You guys are amazing, so thank you so much.
Dom and Jeremy.
Should we say Earth Month? We went from Earth Day to a full month. So it's Earth Month.
Is it Earth Month?
That's what she said in the commercial. Huh. 20 minutes away from the Mindbender. We've got our five calls for Five Calls Says It All. Linda, Rebecca, Tiki, Laura, and Kelly. They will sound off on this today. The note is from Carissa. Been out on three dates with a guy. He says they are already clicking like crazy, and he has invited her first week of May to go on a business trip that he's taken to San Francisco. She goes, is it too soon after three dates? Jeremy says, way too soon. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Jeremy says, wait half a year.
6 months. Get to know him.
Okay, half a year or 6 months. One or the other.
6 months.
And I'm saying, pack your bag and go, go, go. What are you laughing at?
That just clicked. It's like, yeah, what? Yeah, 6 months, half a year. Shut up. I'm trying to listen to you and I'm reading Facebook comments at the same time, so sometimes the brain doesn't split up as well.
I just like the way that you were clarifying.
So, yeah, 6 months.
How long half a year is.
Okay, that's good. All right, yeah, there's a ton of stuff coming in on Facebook.
I'm going to stop. And a half days,
I'm going to stop reading everything on Facebook right now and take calls.
All right. Linda, Rebecca, Tiki, Laura, and Kelly. Linda, you're first. All right, so what's the vote? Is she going? Is Carissa going or not going?
Well, I love the boys. Dom, I love you. And so, Jeremy, you too. But I got to say no, but for a different reason than stranger danger. If you've got something good going, and you're just getting to know each other and it's going well, a trip could make that thing all blow up.
Oh, that's true. You could really butt heads. And well, that's kind of what I said before the commercial break, is like, what if it goes south? It's a 5-day trip and it goes south on day two.
Well,
what do you do?
Well, it's not even just the going south. It's like, well, now we just don't want to date anymore. I mean, it just wasn't, we ran into all these things and we pushed him too fast. We pushed too fast.
Linda, you're kind of making my point. If by traveling together you find out you're not, you know, compatible, get that out of the way now. Why would you wait 6 months and then find out?
Because you may not be compatible at 3 weeks because you don't know each other well enough.
Mm-hmm.
But after you know each other 6 months.
I mean, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you might find out you're not compatible.
Fair enough, Linda. Thank you so much for
Thanks,
your call.
Linda.
We appreciate you so much. See, I feel like I'm going to lose this one. I'm already down 1-0. Here comes Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
So is she going to go or not go?
She's going.
Hey, hey.
Get on that plane, huh? Get on that plane with that strange man.
Why do you think she should go?
I was kind of in a situation like this just recently. I was dating a guy. We now are at 6 months or half a year, one or the other. And,
okay. Jab number two. Thank you. Keep going.
Rebecca is my people. You realize that,
don't you? Just keep going. Move on.
Rebecca's my people.
Day three, we were talking about going on a trip for my birthday, which was coming up around a month later. And we went down to New Mexico. Granted, it was only a weekend, but, I mean, we neither of us killed each other, and we're actually stronger, I think.
There you go.
This is quite the endorsement. That was the line right there that kind of sealed the deal for everybody now.
We didn't kill each other?
And we're stronger now.
Oh,
how can you argue with that?
I went to a different line.
Both lines, I think.
Yeah, not the killing.
Rebecca, you know, congratulations. I'm glad you found a good one.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Ah, kisses to you.
We love you back.
See ya.
I would take Rebecca to Santa Fe.
I bet you would.
All right, two down, three to go. Tiki, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So it's 1-1. How are you voting?
I have to go with Dom. Pack your bag.
Oh, look at this.
I have nosed into the lead.
So you're okay going on a trip with a stranger, huh?
I absolutely am. Life is short. Got to give it a whirl. Give it your best shot. See if it's going to work in the end. As well know right off the bat.
Well, can't you do that here locally?
Yeah, but why not have some fun doing it? You get a free trip
to San Francisco.
There it is right there. I was waiting for somebody to say it. You get
what? Free trip?
Free trip. That's what I've been waiting for. Free trip.
Well, we don't know the details. He might say she's got to buy her own plane ticket. I'm sure his company is not going to pay for that.
This is why everybody's voting. It's a free trip to go see that street that goes loopity, loopity, loopity.
I happen to Lombard Street.
Right? Lombard Street, that's the one.
I think that's insulting to say that Carissa's not paying her own way.
Yeah, it sounds like it's free.
Tiki, have a great day. Thank you for your vote.
You see you later.
We appreciate
you.
Now,
if he's going for work, they usually cover the hotel room. She's staying in a free room.
Hotel room, yes. But I'm sure she's got to pay her own flight and stuff.
And stuff.
You're just upset because I have now taken a 2-1 lead.
I am getting a little irritated now that nobody is concerned about their safety.
Oh, safety schmafety.
If my daughter came to me and said, I'd known this guy for a week and a half and we're going away, I'd be like, hells no, you're not.
Listen, Lila, if you're listening with your mom and your brother right now at home, here's Uncle Dom's advice. Yeah. Sneak out and go.
No.
Okay. Don't even tell your dad. Because your dad is overly protective.
No.
Just go. In fact, when you're 16, you should
do it. It's just being safe. It's just being safe. Okay?
Maybe 15.
This is why there are so many murder podcasts and Netflix documentaries.
No.
It's because people are going to San Francisco all willy-nilly.
Listen, you don't have to go to San Francisco to get murdered. You know, you can get murdered in Littleton, Colorado.
No.
You can get murdered in Parker and Castle Rock and Thornton. And,
I just don't like this, Dom. I don't like it.
You know, one more vote, and I've got it in the bag. I only need one of the next two. You've got to win both of them.
Let's go. Fire it up there, big talker.
I'll let you pick. Do you want Laura or Kelly?
Oh, I like Laura. Let's do Laura.
Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Don't you do it, Laura.
You vote and then Kelly votes. What are you going to say?
Don't you.
I think you're skewed because you have a girl. You have a little girl.
Well, of course. No, I'm thinking of all the girls right now.
I think she should go.
Oh, Laura.
She just needs to have an exit strategy. And a work trip is the best because during the day, she can probably do her own thing.
You bet. That's right.
Like
great point.
Her. She's not going and spending 24/7 with him. And then at night, there's work functions and she gets to know people that he works with. There's a buffer there. And, you know, it's not like she's in the middle of nowhere. If things
Here's a person
if,
with rational
if
thought
this
process.
Is a real work trip. If it's a real work trip.
To Denver. It's a work trip.
I guess she could get a separate
all of
room.
The mature, rational listeners call in, Laura. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
You have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks for
thank
nothing,
you,
Laura.
Thank you for being on the show. And Kelly's going to bring it home. It doesn't even matter what your vote is, Kelly. But
Kelly.
If it's for me, then I have just absolutely overwhelmed Jeremy.
Yeah.
What's your vote?
Hey, it's absolutely she should go.
We gotta let you, Kelly. We gotta let you go. We gotta play a song.
No. screw the songs.
Jeremy's been married a little long. Is that what you said?
Yes. When I was married a long time, I would have said the exact same thing you said, Jeremy. But you got to get to know people. You got to see them in different situations. Dom is right on this one.
All right.
Can we save that clip? And then that audio clip?
Nope, we weren't recording today. We're not recording anything today.
Did you say Dom is right? Is that what you said?
This will not be a podcast.
Dom is right.
No. Whoop. We're going to accidentally hang up, Kelly.
Hey, I've been dating somebody for 6 weeks. We just got back from Glenwood, and I'm so glad because you get to know people in certain situations. What's the worst that happens? You come back and say,
you get murdered.
No, you're not.
Dom's right. You could get murdered.
He holds you under the water.
And then I fight back and know this isn't the guy for me, right? You got to
There
know.
You go.
You like
find
this guy?
Out, find out soon.
You like this?
I do like this guy. I do like him.
That's good.
Where'd you meet him?
Online. Yeah.
There you go.
Going
ooh,
well.
Ooh la la.
What does he do for a living?
He's in security.
Oh. Yeah. Mall or internet or...
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he just is in charge of a bunch of people. He used to be a police officer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
I'm glad you found this person, Kelly. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
thank
Kelly.
You for calling.
Yeah, thanks. You guys have a great day.
Thank. Well, I'm not now, but maybe things will get better after the show. By noon, I'll be doing all right.
That was fun. And the funny thing is, Linda started it by voting for you, and then it was a tsunami of support.
That's
for rational, mature thinking.
Dumb email.